Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Rules Committee overnight approving President Trump's budget bill, which passed the Senate by a narrow margin. Some House members have already signaled they are not on board with the massive cuts to Medicaid in the bill and the tax breaks that would add trillions to the federal deficit over the next decade. In court today, Brian Koberger, who prosecutors say murdered four University of Idaho students 2.5 years ago. Some of the victims' families had wanted more than the four life sentences Koberger will be facing now that he's charged. Changed his plea to guilty. Tesla Swan lives in Moscow, Idaho, where the murders happened.
I'm a little disappointed that the families won't be able to get closure, you know, to hear, you know, maybe more of why it happened and how it happened. But at the same time, I'm glad that he's admitting his guilt.
Hamas suggesting it is open to a ceasefire with Israel, but stopping short of accepting a proposal announced by the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In September, the Oshkosh Common Council voted to increase the fines for illegal fireworks within the city. As we get closer to the 4th of July holiday and the summer festivities, the Oshkosh Police Department is reminding residents that exploding fireworks like firecrackers and those that leave the ground like bottle rockets are illegal within city limits and can result in fines of up to $1,000. In a press release, the Oshkosh Police Department said fireworks may be enjoyable, but they can also cause distress to many of our community, especially those with PTSD or noise sensitivities. OPD will be monitoring firework retailers and will respond to complaints to enforce the new ordinance and fines. It's 126 years old, and lawmakers and leaders have been advocating for its closure for years. Yesterday, Mark Bourne, the co-chair of the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee, said that as part of the discussion on the state budget, the groundwork is being laid to close Green Bay Correctional Institution.
But I think it's important to note that we're investing across the entire state system, including moving forward plans in the Department of Corrections to make sure that we right size and innovate in that area for the future, and also make sure that we close Green Bay Correctional by 2029.
Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce says there are no guarantees.
The Republicans just threw it right in the garbage and are now doing this trick again to put it in this very fancy lockbox where it's never going to happen. It is a phantom. It's a total mirage. There's nothing that we're doing in this budget that's going to allow Green Bay to be closed.
Green Bay Correctional Institution opened its doors in 1898. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Baseball in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today in Queens, New York. The two teams rained out last night. NBA, the Bucks shocked the industry with their free agent signing of center Miles Turner. 4 years, $107 million, taking him away from the Pacers. What's the reaction in Indiana?
If I'm an Indiana Pacer right now, I'm absolutely disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I am breaking things right now. If I'm Rick Carlisle, I'm furious at just what's happened because they were unwilling to spend a little bit of luxury tax money to hold this team in place for a year when Halliburton came back, to go to a team that they hate the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And if Giannis tweets a big smiling emoji and indicates that he is happy as a clam, the Bucks can declare a win, even though this has been a stunning turn of events.
That's ESPN analyst Brian Windhorst with sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival, July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
This July 4th, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS would like to give thanks and recognize our men and women of the armed forces, both domestic and abroad, for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Boondocks Pilings and Piers. Let Boondocks Pilings and Piers design and build your permanent lakeside oasis. Call now, 920-289-0326. 920-289-0326.
Maggie Dawn.
Join us this Wednesday for our special early July 4th episode, digging deep on today's attacks on our freedoms. Defending civil rights isn't optional. It's our shared obligation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you. Isn't this a great time of year, though? I mean, this is summer.
You know why we feel so good? Because we're one day away from a three-day weekend.
Well, that too.
You know what? Yes. I mean, you really, there's an extra bounce in the step. This is, and the weather's perfect.
But it's
going to be. It is.
Okay, I'm gonna make a wager.
All right. Well, you're 40 behind, just for the record. But anyway, go ahead.
$5. $5 bet to the fund here. Ready? Okay. 65 in downtown Green Bay, 70 in Appleton, 68 in Oshkosh, winds in Green Bay from the south-southwest at 5 to 7 miles an hour.
South southwest at what again?
5 to 7.
This says from the west at 6. So you're right in there.
That's okay. Right in there.
We'll take her. That's a good start to the day. Michael says, good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day in Madison. Michael, did you go out at 4 o'clock this morning and do whatever you do? I've never done anything at 4 o'clock except
go to the bathroom.
Drive home. I don't know. Good morning, everybody, says Vicky. Hello, everybody. Who else is out there on this beautiful Wednesday heading into the 4th of July? Yeah. This is just awesome. This is a good time to do whatever. Happy birthday, Margot Robbie. No, that can't be. Oh, yeah, Margot Robbie. I was thinking, who is the one in Batman that went a little...
You're talking about Superman, Margot Kidder.
Yes.
Yeah, she went a little nuts.
What did I say?
You said Batman.
Oh, so close. So close.
Michael says, yes, swimming this morning.
Wow. I'm going to get one of those, those Michael Phelps things.
The reverse
What's
wave?
That?
Yeah, the reverse wave thing. So you're always going against the current, like, I'm going to get one of those for my Navy SEAL training. Today is UFO Day. Todd, you a believer?
Yeah, I am.
I will say this. I still think, did you see this most recent thing? It's like somewhere, and I don't even know how they judge this. Some people are so smart. There's this thing like 50 billion light years away from us. They found this planet that's a huge lake.
No.
Yeah.
It's all frozen out there.
No, it's not. This one isn't. They even think there's trout in it.
You know, it's funny, John. I'm kind of keep up with the news a little bit. I have not seen that story.
We follow different things.
Yeah, I guess we do. Okay. Do you know how far a light year is?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's water?
Yeah.
Like, but more water. There's other suns out there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, our sun is not the only sun.
There's more water in that lake, okay, than all of our oceans put together and everything.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very, very, very. I got some time this holiday. I'll
look it up.
I'm going to. I got
look
I,
it up.
I sit at the beach. I won't listen to.
Yeah.
You know my
podcast.
No, I won't listen to podcasts.
There
I will
go.
Read up on your. Okay. Good.
I just saw this. GJ 1214B. It's located 40 light years away. It's known as Waterworld.
Mm-hmm.
With exotic forms of water like hot ice and superfluid water. So it is a thing.
Can you give me a bell, please?
How did we?
Could you keep it down so we can hear the bell? Can we? Is it too much to ask? We can hear the bell.
There's also
we don't have time.
TOI 1452, 100 light years away. It's considered a strong candidate to be an ocean planet.
They've actually seen dolphins.
What's the source on that, Todd?
That would be your scientists. That is Smithsonian. And here's the thing.
I'm way out.
The story about the 40 light years water came out in 2012. So it's been known since 2012, Jim.
Hey, you know what else is cool? Did you see what they're finding in that big cave in Kentucky? Mm-mm. Sharks.
Wow.
Prehistoric sharks.
Wow.
In this big cave in Kentucky.
So they were here.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. 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 And there's another guy in, where was it, with a metal detector somewhere in England, found all kinds of Roman. He found a Roman slipper when the Romans overtook England, and they marched all the way through. They found a Roman slipper on the trail. Is that amazing?
It's
like
cool.
Perfectly preserved.
Wow.
My next career, I'm going into archaeology like you can't even believe.
That?
I am.
Your next lifetime.
My next lifetime.
Yeah. That is cool. Oh, and then when you find it, the value is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, yes and no. It's like if you were off the coast, if you were scuba diving or snorkeling off the coast of Florida, and you stumbled upon a chest with gold baboons, the state takes that. They won't let you have it.
Well, that's international waters, though, right? But I'm talking about like that Sioux, right? That lady in South Dakota, the dinosaur. She must look back and like when she sold that for $3 million. Remember, right?
Oh, I don't remember this
one. I don't remember that one, but.
If you found a dinosaur, would you let it go for $3
million? I don't know what I'd do. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Well, anyway,
I mean, you could probably live on $3 million for the rest of your life.
I think I'd live well. I'd be in the UP paying $160 a month rent.
You could probably live really
trailer
well.
Trailer and Trenary.
You could live really well on that.
Absolutely.
That's what you're
paying
for,
right? I'd buy a used truck.
You could.
One door would be a different color than the others.
You could.
Yeah.
$1 million isn't what it used to be, but $3 million, you'd have to
depending
still,
where you are. Downtown Chicago, the Gold Coast, not so much.
Yeah. But anyway, that would be a cool thing, but I wonder how long you would do that until it's like, it's like trying to be an actor, you know, and say, look, I'm giving it up. Like, we do it for 2 years or something, because you got to find something.
I'm going to be honest with you. Another thing I'm thinking about doing when I retire is moving to Hollywood, or at least spending some time in Hollywood, and trying to get bit parts.
Oh, John, you know how many? No. Mm-mm.
I could be a character actor.
Yeah, and you know how much you're going to make being a character actor? You know, what is the minimum?
Wage?
Yeah. Yeah, you get your
or even an extra.
What card is that?
I would be a phenomenal extra. I would do something to get
standing
noticed.
In line all day for 6 months.
You could work.
People show up.
All it takes is one shot. Today is also Made in the USA.
And you're so patient to stand around and have nothing happen.
Mm-hmm. I struck up a conversation. Sports Journalist Day. Oh, that's very cool.
That's cool. That's you.
Disco Day.
Even better.
Okay, can I be honest with you? That's the only type of dancing I've ever done.
I could see that.
Me too. It's funny. That could have gone right by, and we all kind of like, oh, hey, he did do that.
Because you did. You know why?
Because you like the clothes.
You didn't have to move your feet.
You could just dance around.
Just kind of.
Yeah.
I don't need to see this.
No? I need more of that.
Is that? Let's see. You'll be playing that at your reunion Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. We need video. All right.
All right.
Yes, we do.
Me and the lunch lady.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's. You can tell I said that.
Jose Canseco, 61. Jerry Hall, 69. Brett the Hitman Hart, 68. Brett the Hitman Hart came with us to Walter Reed Hospital.
Nice.
And we brought a bunch of Packer jerseys, and David Marinus, of course, from the Washington Post, was there, and he was good friends with the Hitman. I think he was doing a book with him or something, whatever. And I thought, okay, well, that's fine. I'm fine, too. You know, but look at us. We got Packer jerseys with A.J. Hawk's wife and Aaron Cannon's wife.
She's great.
When these guys, and I know I've told this story, when they saw Brett the Hitman Hart walk in, they would start screaming. Like,
really?
It was like a teenage girl. They couldn't believe it. Pro wrestling whatever you want to say about it, or you know, with that love, the people that are fanatical about that sport are so fan. I don't know of sports fans that are more loyal to their people than pro wrestling fans. That's the honor. I mean, to the point where nurses had to come in and tell the guys to calm down. Mm-hmm. They were so excited about meeting him.
That's cool. Yeah,
there's something about that aura,
and that's what. You know, we kind of like to get that back a little bit too. That is where it was. It's not wasn't the sport. It was the character.
Yes. Yes.
Or the person, I should say.
Yes. What else you got here? Good morning, says Luann. Hello, Luann. Meet the Press podcast does not cover UFOs and aliens.
That's
Brian.
Okay, he's kind of defending me a little bit. That's why I missed that. You don't think he is? What?
He's asking a question. You mean you can't follow UFOs and aliens on your Meet the Press podcast on Sunday mornings, Jim?
Oh, okay, I missed that. All right. This is true, what Terry just said. Do you remember this? You must.
Absolutely.
Of course you were. You were right in the middle of that.
I was in. I was doing my internship at KNBC TV. No, KPNX TV in Phoenix, Arizona.
Big difference. KNBC.
Big call letters. Yeah. Big difference. And I remember that disco demolition. That would have been the summer of 79.
No. Wasn't that 80?
I think it was 79.
Steve Dahl did that, right?
Yeah.
I think that was 80.
I don't know. John Travolta Mino.
July 12th, 1979.
Wow. Okay.
So I have an idea. The 12th is, it's a Saturday. Maybe we do a special day.
Hey, I got,
that was huge.
I got to tell you something. Okay. So you mentioned Steve. Okay. So Civic just bought a bunch of radio stations in the UP.
Correct. Five stations. I think one's in Wisconsin. The rest are in, one's in Iron River.
One
Wisconsin.
Of them, when they started up, WUPY Radio.
Yep.
Okay. Whoopi Radio in Ishpeming. And
this is Ontonagon. Same thing?
Well, that might be where the license is.
They're, gotcha.
The studio was in Ishpeming.
Yeah. Okay. Right, that makes sense.
But anyway, one of their first people became one of the biggest names in broadcasting. His name was Jason Jennings.
Okay.
And he became huge with corporate radio and sales and how to make $1 billion and everything like that. Wow. And he started as like a weekend disc jockey at that station. But I'll never forget this. He wanted to be one of those guys, and he recently passed away or last few years. But you like Duke Wright, you mentioned the name Jason Jennings, and it was unbelievable how big it was.
And he started up there?
He started up there. But here's the story. My brother, when George Wallace came to town campaigning in, 74, 72, 73?
That was, 72. Early 70, yeah.
Okay. Well, my brother was a deputy sheriff, and he had to be like one of his bodyguards. Okay? It was like the next week, Wallace got shot by that guy. But one of my brother's other things, he had to leave the governor to go take this guy, this reporter, who was climbing over the fence to get to, you know, one of the things. And it was Jay Jennings. My brother had to pull him down from the fence. But anyway, just when I hear Whoopi Radio, that's what I think of. And he became a huge name. You should look him up, Todd. Jason Jennings in radio. One of the biggest names in the country.
To get big, he did that for self-promotion? Climbing over the fence? Yeah. Okay.
That was those days.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Remember the news people tried to do all these, the radio it's people all about tried them. To exactly, yep. do something over the top.
So did he...
And by the way, Brian says, Jim, no, I wasn't defending you. Make no mistake. I wasn't defending you. Yeah. Also, Richard Petty, 88 today. Old school, good guy. One of those guys was never too big for the meat. You know, because he started out, one of my favorite Richard Petty stories is his dad was a big racer, okay? Mm-hmm. And those were in those days where they used to have these unbelievable fights, like, in the pits. And I think it was Cale Yarborough, who was one of my I used to be a huge NASCAR fan back in the day. Cale Yarborough and Richard Petty's dad got in a fight, okay? Richard Petty's mom hit the guy across the head and knocked him out with her purse, okay? True story. It's a true story. With her purse. They said to her, Miss Petty, we got to be honest with him. We heard rumors you had a bottle of whiskey in your purse. That's what knocked him out. And she said, young man, I am a Southern Baptist. I have never touched a lick of liquor in my entire life. That is so insulting and demeaning. I'm going to sue you for that. Then somebody else said, Miss Petty, I also heard a report it may have been a handgun. She said, I have no comment on that. Now that's old school racing. All right, we got to set a quick break. We had a great lineup for you, man, including a guy that's going to do what I'm planning on doing, a 24-hour ultra marathon on Washington Island. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. Stay with us.
All the ladies were treating me right. Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat?
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
This 4th of July, Fun Pros Event Planning Services would like you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by America's men and women of the armed forces in defense of our nation's liberty. Fun Pros Event Planning Service has Wisconsin's best team-building activities and the most innovative interactive games. For your next company meeting, holiday party, or family get-together, call Fun Pros 920-886-3594. 920-886-3594.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This 4th of July, Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch would like to thank our members of the armed forces for defending our freedom. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, call Landscape Solutions, 920-420-8054, 920-420-8054.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Come on to the mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Once again, 65 in Green Bay, 70 in Appleton, 68 in Oshkosh. National Disco Day. Let us know what your best disco memories are back in the day. And by the way, that song, Rick D's?
Yeah.
Back when DJs used to put out records.
Big hit for him.
Huge hit for him. Huge hit for him. It's phenomenal. When we had Mike Stevepak on, we talked about that. I'm trying to think the name. Was it Shabooms? One of the places in Green Bay that was the... So we're like you people from Two Rivers.
Yes.
Do you guys have a disco?
You know, we're kind of like... No, I think we just went to like bars. I don't remember discos there.
You know what? I've never heard of...
Did you go to Yvonne Ron's? That was like...
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
No, what was the place? Okay, there was places in Manitowoc that were 18-year-old bars or something.
Oh, yeah.
So what were those?
Could
you get beer?
Yeah.
At that point, you could have beer if you were 18, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then why did they have beers or why did they have bars specifically for like 18-year-olds?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think this is more in my time. When they changed the law from 18 to 19, they were still 18-year-old bars or something.
That's what I mean. I've had people mention that. It was an 18-year-old bar. But it seemed like it was only for like it was almost like a NCO club, like in the military, where it's like no officers, no people below, just this one certain age bracket.
No, that wasn't me. When I was 18, you could drink. And then it went to 21, I don't know, 8 years later or something like that.
Went to 19 first.
in Wisconsin and then switched to 21. But you probably maybe weren't living here at the time.
Wasn't
right?
Here. Wasn't here. Nope.
Okay.
18, though, that's. What is it now? Is it 18 now?
No, it's 21.
That's what I thought.
It was 18. It turned 18 when I was in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
That's young, though.
That's young.
Can you imagine being that person whose birthday was just one birthday off and you could, you had to wait a whole year to go out?
Yeah. Because my first day, somebody. I went up to visit Mesabi Community College on my 18th birthday and the coach took me out. To drink.
Really, the coach?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Oh, that.
I know.
Oh, God, that's great.
And that's when I've told you this story. I threw up green beer, and I've never had a thing for green beer ever since. Yeah. My 18th birthday, coach got me hammered. True story. And anybody else that's ever attended Mesabi State Junior College, they will know the coach I'm talking about. Pepper. Yeah.
That's the initiation? Did he do that with all kids, or did he just have some for you?
I think pretty much everybody. Wow. Yeah. He would take me on recruiting trips, and we'd stop at like 6 bars on the way back. Yeah. Isn't that crazy when you think about that?
Yeah. Did it end there, John? I worry about people who we were just talking about. Well, whatever.
Grooming. Different story. No. Okay. Hey, Brewers, you got a split doubleheader today?
They do because they had a call last night.
I didn't know they were going to play that one today. That's awesome. Yep. Cool. 11:35 and 5:35 on WISS. That's very cool.
Fun.
I love it. I love it a lot. We had a bunch of. Do we have some other people to say hello this morning? I think we got rid of them.
No, that was
okay.
That was
got
it.
Them all. Okay,
yep.
Got them.
I was going to tell you, Cardinal sin last night. So I was at Elkhart Lake, right? And I was driving home, and I had to get gas at Quick Trip. You know, and
oh, I know what you did.
Uh oh,
what'd you grab?
I did. I went inside.
Yeah,
I have not been in a Quick Trip. It's got to be 6 weeks. Oh, I made the mistake of going in.
Well,
John, you know what they have there? Wow. I've been in there.
I can tell you their whole menu. I can tell you which days they're half price.
No, I even said to the lady, this is a nice store. You know, that's how long it's been. They haven't done anything to it. They have, it was $4.49. It's on special. A double chicken breast sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I feel like I'm eating more healthy than the Angus burger.
I know. I passed on that. That wasn't on sale, though.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I got more willpower than you because I haven't done that at Quick Trip for quite some time.
I know. We talked about that. And
now,
I felt bad.
I will say this, though.
I felt bad.
I did lose my way at Circle K yesterday. What did you do before? I had a big old burger.
Oh, yeah, burger.
They've got Circle K is good stuff.
Those truck stops are good. I know.
They have upgraded food so much. I just wish they don't all have soup anymore. I used to like gas station soup.
Yeah, it's too hot for soup. Why did you go in? To get food? See, I was...
To get a soda. I literally stopped in to get a soda.
I wasn't going to go in. I mean, I
and a loaf of bread. I needed a soda and a loaf of bread.
As soon as I walked through the door, it was like the alcoholic walking into the bar.
I knew I was going to buy. I wish I could say no.
I will say this. I did walk... You know how you go behind there's the fresh vegetables and a hard-boiled egg?
What'd you grab?
No, I did nothing. I just walked by. I had every intention, though, of not... buying
me too
that food.
I could not do it.
Yeah.
I could not
do I'm not I'm never I, doing that again.
I could not do it. New movie idea. Indiana John and the Inevitable Doom. Indiana John unearths a disco ball in a pristine leisure suit with bell bottoms and then proceeds to spill his coffee all over the leisure suit.
Wow.
Sparky.
Put some thought into that.
Maybe he used ChatGPT we were talking about this morning.
I saved up all my money working at the Holiday gas station up in Minnesota one time, so I could buy a jean leisure suit.
That was happening.
That was a happening thing back in those days.
That was.
Bell bottoms?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have bell bottoms?
Yeah. They didn't make any other kind, did they? Any other pants?
No. That's
you know what I'll never forget? First day of high school. One of my first days of high school. And I'm coming over from the Catholic school where you had to wear dress pants every day and, you know, leather. And I go to the public school for the first time, and they were allowed to wear jeans. And I'll never forget this, standing in the lunch line, and every other guy is wearing bell-bottom jeans and kind of whatever. And I'm still wearing my dress shoes from the Catholic school type stuff. And it's like, oh, did I feel a lot of stink here.
Yeah, that's good through public schools. They did a lot of leeway.
Man, I couldn't believe
it. So this, what Terry said is true, too. Quick Trip?
Yeah. They put the donuts, the sweet rolls, right near the cash register, so it's easy to grab.
Yeah, and that food that you shouldn't eat, that's like the welcome mat.
And they sell those 40 ounces.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Unreal. That's how they get you.
How dare they?
I know, right?
Capitalism.
Good thing we got discipline.
We don't have a chance.
Discipline.
My God. We'll be back after this. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Supreme Court scheduled to release written opinions on a case that involves a statewide abortion ban written in 1849 today. The much-anticipated ruling seeks to bring clarity to whether the 176-year-old law should be enforced in Wisconsin. Lawmakers spent the day yesterday working on the bipartisan budget deal. It marks a shift in strategy for legislative Republicans who had previously ended negotiations with Governor Tony Evers over funding for child care, education, and the UW system. But they came to an agreement on child care, and they'll continue to fund providers. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
Child Care Counts is the government subsidy program that's helped providers stay afloat for years. A survey showed without that money, a quarter of child care centers across Wisconsin could close. The budget deal technically allows Child Care Counts to end while starting new initiatives and new payments to providers. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She was hoping for something like this.
I have never felt this level of optimism about childcare, and I think that feels good. It feels like people are listening to advocates. They're listening to parents who are calling and saying, I'm in a crisis and I can't do this.
The plan also includes a $1.3 billion tax cut, increased funding for the UW system, more money for infrastructure and roads, and increases for special ed reimbursement rates. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The budget is set to go to the full legislature for a vote sometime today. Republican leaders say they have the votes, even though a few Republicans in the Senate have said they wouldn't vote for this budget. After it gets the full approval from lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers has 10 business days to sign it. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
Have you ever wanted to be a big? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you've ever been interested in being a big brother or big sister, enrollment day is here, Tuesday, July 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. In just 2 hours and a few slices of pizza, you'll be walked through an orientation, interview, and background check process where at the end, you could be a big and part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeast Wisconsin. Register now by going to WISS.FM and clicking events.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen will join us.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, to catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule, listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're with a guy that's probably spending less time in his house than anybody I know, Cheese Curd Nick. Well, if he isn't grilling up cheese curds, is on the water?
Yes, sir. I've been on the water. I had, 5-6 days off, and I fished every single one of them. Had a couple charters this weekend. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
And where and what do you catch?
Perch and up in Sturgeon Bay.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was Saturday. I had a charter on Sunday. Well, I actually had a double, but the afternoon one canceled because of the rain. So I wake up Sunday morning, packing everything up. I look to the north. I'm like, looks a little dark.
Yeah.
And look at the radar, and it's all red and lightning bolts on it. And I'm like, Pete Petoniak yesterday said no rain until the afternoon. And, we had to postpone that one for a couple hours. But
so do you pay the people? What happens? How does that work? Like if they come over from Minnesota, these and they've got weekend and it rains.
Yeah, well, this was, The thing with that is they came from Platteville. They seen my advertisement on Facebook. Hey, we're visiting. We've never been to Door County, so we want to go. We like perch, so we want to go perch fishing. I said okay, and I gave them the time. You know, I said normally 7 o'clock start. Okay, and then so anyway, you just meet them at the boat launch, and like I offer everything. You got to bring, if you want snacks or if you want something other than water. I provide everything else, and then we go fishing for 5 to 6 hours. And
but if it rained and they couldn't go out,
well, rain is
or
yes.
Lightning or whatever.
Well, rain is yes. You still go out in rain, but lightning, I postponed it. It was a 7 o'clock start. We started at 8:30.
Okay, that's not bad then. Yeah, and it's kind of funny though, because I remember doing a walleye story with these people up in Sturgeon Bay, right out of the yacht area
Shipping Channel,
and where the guy even said, where are you guys from in Minnesota? And they told him, it's like, you got some of the best fishing around here.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but you know what? We saw this TV show about here, so we wanted to try something else.
Well, that's a big thing. So Larry Smith does a lot of things, but I got a mind block now. Oh, Gillespie. John Gillespie.
I'm going to be honest with you. They said they had seen John Gillespie's show. And that's why they wanted to come there.
Yeah. So John Gillespie had a show on this past week in O'Connell for perch and fish after fish after fish. And this was set. It aired on Saturday. And my buddy Paul at North Shore Bait, he sold over $1,200 in minnows Saturday and Sunday. He ran out of minnows. And his bait guy, the bait truck that comes around, he wasn't on the route for Monday, so he actually had to go and get minnows because he ran out.
Well, that's a common thing with live bait these days.
Well, but
it's not like it used to be where, people, that was their profession was live bait. Because, again, I made a living with night crawlers.
Right. So, but what happened was just because of the thing being on the radio or on the TV.
Right. There's a huge rush.
Yeah, it was like, hey, we got to get there, and then he gets wiped out. So, social media and the right social media and the right, YouTube stuff catches like wildfire, and then everybody wants to do it.
Up in that area around Door County, though, I mean, there's a little bit of everything, right? Because I know guys by the quarries there for bass fishing, they'll say that's some of the best bass fishing in the country. Perch now are back. They're just slamming. We had the charter guy here out of Kewaunee. He said they were just slamming. on
those
charters.
That's a cool thing to do with the father-son. Or just a, yeah. It's different. I mean, you can golf a lot. You can sit at the beach forever. But, yeah, I have, you know, a charter. How much is, a, like...
My charter is $425 for a half a day, two people, and then it's $75 a person after the two people.
So, what? I mean, that's great. You provide everything? Right.
Yep, I provide, well, other than, you know, like I said, snacks or snacks or if you want a soda, you know,
So they catch fish, then what happens? Do you clean them?
I offer cleaning services, but I charge for it because it's, you know, it's time consuming.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything worse than cleaning fish.
Well, if they catch a lot of them too,
I hate cleaning fish so much, it's unbelievable.
Yesterday I went on my own. A friend of mine, wants some fish. He's not in the best of shape, so he wanted some fish. So I kept some fish yesterday. I caught 15. I had to take the cat to the vet. We went to TJ Highlands in Oshkosh because they have a tenderloin and lobster special. It's phenomenal. It's an hour drive, but I'll tell you what, if anybody likes high-end food.
What is it? Todd, you know this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, TJ Highlands.
Yep.
They're running a special this week, Surf and Turf. I don't have any skin in the game with them, but Surf and Turf for $59, you get a lobster tail and you get your choice of six or 8 ounce fillet or a New York strip for $59.
That's great.
All I saw in your picture was that the tail had been eaten.
Yeah. That's why I asked my wife, where did the tail go? But anyway, so I went down there, came back, and then I'm cleaning fish at 8 o'clock at night, and I had 15 perch done in a half an hour. And my wife is like, "What? You're getting very efficient." I'm like, "Yeah, tell me about it."
you know what I made the mistake of doing? I went white bass fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And came home with a bucket of white bass.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, look at all this. Then you got to clean them all.
Do most people
ended up in a garden.
Do most people keep the fish?
Yeah, almost everybody keeps the fish. Yeah. You know, I just started chartering this year, so I've only had 3 charters. Okay. I'm not using the charter fishing as my main source of income. So it's just like, if I get clients, I get clients. If I don't get clients, it's not going to hurt my feelings. None. Yeah. It's not like the guy that you guys had from Kiwanee where that's his living.
Right.
You know, so it's just, if I get 10 clients the whole year, so be it, you know, whatever.
Fun.
But it's something different to do.
Well, actually he has another job with that Schwaben on, he was telling us about, but because the days I think of people putting all their eggs in that basket of having a good season, I don't know if those guys are around as much anymore.
There's not as many, but there are still guys that's their living, and that's why they have to promote, and that's why they have to spend, and that's why
the guys you'll see at the fishing shows, like at whatever, because they have to do that.
Yeah, but
I think that guy's son though is in.
Yeah, he's in it too. But so is he.
Okay,
he also has a regular job. They both.
Okay, yep, all right,
yep,
all right,
yep.
But
that's what a fun thing to do, because you're probably like going to do it anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, like those people from Platteville, he was a farmer. He's never been to Door County.
Yeah.
And then we go in, and then we were in the channel, which is a channel. You got marina boats, all that stuff. And then we went up to Pottawatomie Park, and he's like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Jim and I talked about something, though. People have to see places, even Green Bay. They need to see it from a different perspective, which the water gives you.
It does. Yeah. And Door County is so well branded, you know, and I don't know how and then you get there and there's so many other things that you can do when you're there. Like you said, there's a lot of great things, but then the fishing is just a whole nother lane that you can see. Johnny's, to see a community from the air, from the water, is just two views that people sometimes don't get to enjoy.
Well, right.
And I remember the first fishing story I did with Big Al Sampson out of Two Rivers, and I go to Al. I said, "What is it? Is that a prison? Is it a whatever?" He goes, "That's the high school." I said, "My God, that looks the size of a," and it just looked just totally, on that hill, kind of just incredible. It looked like a castle,
right?
It's like, this is Manitowoc with this castle,
right?
But well, you never would have seen perspective,
or that hot air balloon or hang gliding or something. Right. Just really to get low, not flying over it, 30,000
feet. Well, like, see, my wife loves Pottawatomie Park. Well, she's a fall person. Her birthday's in October. She's a very, you know, fall colors and all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, another thing, like, she loves, have you guys driven through Pottawatomie Park?
I have.
Okay. Sure. Have you driven all the way down to the boat launch?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's all twisty turny. Yeah. And then there's a section of road where there's trees in the middle and all that stuff. And that's all, you know, if you're into that, that's a huge, like, oh my God, this is beautiful. And then, even when you look at Pottawatomie Park from the water, You have all those leaves changing on that ledge because all those trees are up on that ledge. And it's, as a nature thing, it's great. That's why everybody was so excited that the new tower, that tower got reopened. Reopened because you can look over, you can look over Sherwood Point on that tower, you can out into the bay, out to the north, out to the quarry, all that stuff. So it's, you know.
So we just have, I love Wisconsin for, you know, the beauty that, I was just reading this thing this morning about the Hamptons, you know, of course, out in New York. And they were just talking about how hoity-toity the people are out there. And the cops, just some of the weird complaints they got. A guy called and he's just like, I'm just hearing this. You know, because they're very stuffy people out there. I'm hearing this noise. It's constant, like, humming noise. And the guy's like, that's the ocean. And another lady called to complain because the construction worker was working on his property next door. Didn't take his shoes off.
Oh my God.
Construction worker.
Oh
anyway,
my God. Yeah.
But we.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
My daughter, you know, she works up there.
She works, That you guys drive this little far out there.
It's so.
It is.
I mean, the traffic. Two places she said that are terrible, Cape Cod and the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Look, the Keys have horrible traffic, too.
Yeah, I haven't been down there, but the.
Oh, yeah. One lane each way, and you're going 15 miles an hour for the next 2 hours.
But they're both worth it. I don't know if worth it is the right word, but Cape Cod is a takeover. That's
their destination. That's nice. Right. Yeah. Anyway. So, got any big gigs coming up?
Oh,
I know you've had some rough weather.
Was
June your worst month ever for.
This year's been the worst month.
And Wednesdays, they've been picking on you.
So, so here's the thing, it's going to rain today. It's going to rain today, believe it or not.
Oh, Okay. Yep.
So today, if it rains today at the farmer's market, that means it's 5 for 7 on rain.
We're talking about that.
5 for 7.
We had Mary Rohde on here from on Broadway, and she says, she had a smile on her face, but you just tell it's like, we've had enough.
Some of us complain, you know, we pay the city band concert to $3,000 to play for 1 hour at St. James Park, and they sometimes play and there's 40 people there. It's like, can't you guys like cancel and play the next day or play a different day?
Right.
Because nobody's going to come in the rain, you know? Right. Well, whereas you guys,
do the crowd still come out for you?
Well, I think they do because it doesn't rain for 4 hours. Or does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, it has. You
really?
Know, the one at, so 2 weeks ago, I think they said 40% chance of rain and it rained from 3:30 until 8.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's a long time.
But it's not. It's the problem is it's the area that we're in. So like in Green Bay, if you're going to the farmer's market, right? Like you guys, let's say you guys like going to the farmer's market every week, right? Well, it's raining. So what do you think you're going to say when it's raining?
Right.
I'll go next week.
Go next week.
Right.
If I have an event in Door County, where you have all outsiders coming in, they're going to go. And they're going to say, we're here. We're spending a lot of money to be here. We're going to go.
By God, we're going to go.
We're
going to
go.
Right.
Yeah. So
that is true.
That's how it's different. So like if you have a local every week farmer's market or every week event and it rains, we'll just get it next time. Yeah,
that's a good point.
But the problem is that the next time has been rain and rain and rain. So this year I've had, I believe, 10 events. Either canceled or affected by rain.
Wow.
Nick, my phone says 84 and sunny.
Not this one in here.
Nope.
No, I don't know. Are you sure where you're getting your stuff from there?
So Fox 11 this morning, it's 60% from 3 to 6.
I don't even know what this is. Yeah. Wow.
You're looking at some other town in some other state, I think.
Hey, what's that song from, is it The Pretenders, Here Comes the Rain Again?
Oh, from the Eurythmics?
Eurythmics, yes.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Cheese Curd, Nick in the house. Wait till you see the people you got coming on at 7:06. We got a great lineup, including Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns will be here at 8. Back after this.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at, so we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me. How in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, "Give me your rifles." So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them. I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message brought to you by C. McPhee Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris. It's that simple. Call C. McPhee Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from C. McPhee Realty.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rockfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And to the WISS studio this morning, it's Todd Michaels, producer of the show, and of course, Lisa Hale, new Wisco News Bureau Chief. Good morning.
Good morning. And today, of course, it being Wednesday, that means we have Karen Schneider with us from the Oshkosh Herald. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Lisa. I am doing fantastic.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Gearing up for the 4th of July?
We are.
Yeah.
We are. Got my daughters coming up, so it should be a fun weekend. We'll see how it goes. I hear there's storms brewing, too. You know, but we'll find something else to do.
Fingers crossed on that whole thing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hit the food trucks out at the park, hopefully. I mean, that's my plan. Fireworks, whatever. But right. Food trucks, I'm there.
You're there.
That's right. Exactly it. Yeah. I plan on going out at about 3 o'clock, getting my food, chowing down, and then leaving.
Yeah, that's about it.
And I do like a lot of the food trucks are doing smaller things so that you can try more of them instead of having to get a full meal at each one and just really being able to try.
Almost like a buffet, like a food truck buffet, right?
No. $5 or $6 for this or $5 or $6 for that. At least you get to try a few different things than just getting a barbecue plate for $22 or
what have you. Exactly. So, well, today's the day the Oshkosh Herald is out. So tell us what folks can find inside the paper.
Well, you know, the bigger news that we've been talking about is the change with the city of Oshkosh eliminating the EMS contract with the municipalities that surround us. So there's going to be 7 municipalities that will cease to have service at the end of this year, three of them will be contracted through 2026. But that does leave those other municipalities to have to figure out how are they going to service their constituents and their population with emergency services.
That's a big conundrum.
It is a big conundrum. And it's the thing that you know, a lot of people right away will go to money, but it's not money, it's bodies.
Right.
It's finding those firefighters to staff that extra ambulance, right? Because that fourth ambulance isn't going to be put into play that had been approved last year. And then if you have all these people coming up for retirement, you have to backfill those roles, much less being able to find those eight additional people. So it really comes down to the people versus the dollars.
Right.
And that's a shame. And that's a whole nother conversation about kids. You should be having more children and fulfilling, you know, replacing your footsteps, because we're seeing that reduction in population is if all you have to do is look at declining school enrollment, right?
And also education to let kids know, older kids too, hey, these are opportunities for you to be involved in the community.
I think that's the big thing. When we're educating kids, we're educating them for a college track. You know, when there's other tracks to take too, an EMS or a firefighter track, or you know, trades or even police officers. That's not a college track.
It's not a college track. But I think those conversations are happening more and more where you don't have to go to college to be successful.
Right.
I'm going down rabbit hole. I'm so sorry. I am so good at doing that.
I was just going to say, a PSA for those listening, do not get into radio. You know, it's not one of those jobs that you get paid well at.
No, it's not.
For journalism.
Right.
But they both have so much value.
Absolutely.
And they're needed. So not to shortchange that at all, but I just came from Kiwanis. Yesterday there was a presentation on a program that UWO is looking at implementing for this fall, this spring, on reaching those kids in high school and undergrad and showing them those jobs that are out there.
I love that.
Like, who would have thought to go, you know, to strive to be on the highway department? Well, what does someone in the highway department even do?
Right.
So teaching them about those and different opportunities, because, you know, like radio or newspaper, right? When you say you're in radio, automatically you're a disc jockey.
Right.
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 For us, you're a reporter, but there's all kinds of jobs that go into making that company thrive and drive and, you know, be functional. And it's about letting the youngsters out there, the youth know, the students know what other options are out there. You may have a great interest in law, but you don't want to be a lawyer. So what else is in that office that enables you to be a part of that world without having to be that world?
Right.
So
love it. Love it. What else you got in the paper this morning?
The other thing is that the last city council meeting, they talked about the state of the city buildings, right? And the study that they did to show which buildings need work right away and which ones are okay. So it was on a scale of 1 to 10. I don't think they've been talking about this for a while. It was an update. The fire training, the old armory on Sawyer Street is like number one on the list that needs help. Number two is City Hall. That one has some issues. Of course, the ones that scored really well would be your new buildings, right? The Lakeshore Pavilion as well as the Parks Department. So talking about that and what does that look for our future as well? Because, of course, there's $30 million that is slotted in the CIP over, I believe, starting in 2026 with the City of Oshkosh, $10 million per year to replace or renovate City Hall. So those things are in the works, taking a look. What are the options going to be? There'll be a lot more conversation on that.
Yeah. All right.
And, you know, speaking of the buildings, we do have some older, beautiful buildings here in Oshkosh, but they are starting to get to
that
stage where they need help.
Absolutely. And it's the ongoing maintenance, too. You can't defer it. Right? There's so many buildings that that's part of. We could talk about the school district, right? Mm-hmm. So much maintenance got deferred that then you really need to replace it. And then people get upset because you have to replace it. But there's a difference. Are you going to yell at your elected officials for spending money? Or are you going to, you know, or enjoy them and re-elect them because they're so conservative, they're not putting the money into those resources?
Give us one more story that we could see in the paper today.
All right. Well, there is a story in there about the Children's Day Parade.
Love
coming
it.
Back on Yay. August 2nd. So Randy Domer did a nice history about when the Children's Day Parade started and how the Oshkosh New Kiwanis are bringing it back on August 2nd of this year.
We love what you guys do at the Oshkosh Herald. What's the website where people can get some more information about the paper and also get some of the stories?
That is OshkoshHerald.com.
Love it. Karen, have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, Todd. You
have
too.
Have fun. Lisa?
What?
Have a good 4th of July.
He just kind of looks at me like, I'll have to talk you to you tomorrow. Yeah.
You know what it's like. More with Mino and the Mayor on the way. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives now has the budget mega bill that narrowly passed the Senate on Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident it will pass and soon be on President Trump's desk. Brian Kohberger expected in court today to change his not guilty plea to guilty in the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. ABC legal analyst Shanna Lloyd says he is expected to get four life sentences without the possibility of parole.
The prosecution and the defendant are going to agree to the terms. Once this agreement is reached, it still has to be submitted to the judge, and the judge must approve it. If the judge does not find that it's satisfactory, he can reject the plea deal. And so that's what this hearing is for.
Back at it today in New York, the jury in hip-hop mogul Sean Combs' trial, jurors telling the judge they have decided on four of the five counts. Lululemon is suing Costco, alleging the company is producing nearly identical clothing products and selling them for a fraction of the price. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin